Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The truth train they can't derail. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Good. Live here on, I'm in the lightning seat for Alex Jones again. Unbelievable honor to be here. I'm here with Ann Vandersteel in Operation Burning Edge. And actually, I'll let you take it from here. because we've held two important guests over because the things that they're saying are so incredibly important.
Yeah, they really are. You know, Gary, again, thank you so much for what you're doing for the conservative movement. You've been just such a staunch supporter. You've helped so many people. Pretty much all behind the scenes, which is just a beautiful way to be, and that's what God would expect. Tara, coming forward, is facing demons, frankly, with the information she presented to what Louie Gohmert told me was a house of evil, and that was talking about Congress. So, you know, Tara, thank you for facing off with the demons over there. But we need to talk about solutions because this is haunting. Michael and I both agree. The stuff that Tara talked about is so haunting, those children screaming for their parents. Night after night in the Pomona Fairplex. I mean, I don't know how you sleep at night knowing that you had to hear this on the regular.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, and I'm not ashamed to say, that I cried a lot of tears and sat with a lot of case managers who told me their horror stories, and I cried with them as well. So I don't want anyone to walk away thinking, wow, there's miscourage. No, I'm a person who daily depended on God. And, Isaiah 41:10, God says, you know, I'm with you. Do not fear. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And that is how I lived daily was, okay, if you will just help me for one more day. Because there were days when you see children crying, when you watch a child have a panic attack, when you know that a kid had to be put in the psych ward, right? They're on suicide watch. This was a horror that I just did not know was going on. And so it was very challenging to sleep. But it also made me very determined because when I learned after we submitted the first case of what we called suspicious sponsor, because remember, we did not know they were trafficking children through the program. It was only then, right, that I learned that they know there's been trafficking going on in this program as far back documented as 2014. So people should go onto YouTube and put in Trafficked in America. They'll see exactly how this was working back then and exactly how it's working now. But when you've seen the children in crisis, that, you know, you have to stand up. You have to speak the truth. And so I'm hoping that other people will see that you can stand up. You can speak the truth, that one voice can make a difference. And we need more people to come forward. Your voice will make a difference.
This really is the spiritual battle of our times. Because the enemy wants to take the innocence from children. And a lot worse than that, adrenochrome and, you know that whole thing. The Holy Spirit told me to go and open an orphanage outside the slums of Mumbai in India. And, you know, there's 800 million people there that live on a dollar a day. And so you ask yourself, what good is it going to do?
Yeah.
Well, we built it. And we have 50 little boys and 50 little girls, and they're being fed and medical care and school. And it was an act of obedience. My wife sends 1 million pounds of food a year to Haiti. And has done that since the earthquake. We're called to do what we can with what we've got. And I'm speaking to the audience now. All of you are called to do what you can with what you got.
Yeah.
And you know what? If we all are obedient to that, we are a giant army of people that can overwhelm the small number of perverted criminal people.
Yeah.
And we live in a society that is ruled by criminals.
That's right, we do.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at InfoWars.com/show and share the link today. Fighting the info war one truth at a time. It's Alex Jones.
This is Michael Yon in the hot seat for Alex Jones. It's such an incredible honor to be hosting InfoWars, and I can't believe it. And so we've got Dr. Michael Vickers on standby, and Dr. Michael Vickers has been a veterinarian in Texas and Mexico for about 50 years, so about 50 years. He's an expert on anthrax, but we asked him a few weeks ago to Dr. Vickers to explain to our team what's going on with the tuberculosis and other diseases that are coming across the border and getting into our livestock and our other animals. So, Dr. Vickers, we don't have much time, so I want to give it all to you. And please take it from here, sir.
Okay, well, there's a lot of diseases coming across. One of the more serious ones that's affecting livestock is TB. And over the past several years in the panhandle, we've got huge dairies in the panhandle. And just about all the dairies in Texas and even the United States are milked. The people that work in those dairies come from Central America, Mexico, South America, all over, because they're very familiar with the process. A lot of them have their own little dairies in the mountains in Mexico and Central America and have maybe 20 or 30 cows. So what we found out, these dairies were showing up positive for TB, and the TB turned out to be exotic strains that weren't seen before in the United States. But not only that, they were human strains. One of them in particular came from Honduras, and the other one from the Iberian Peninsula. And over the past couple of years, these dairies are being tested by the USDA and the Texas Animal Health Commission on a regular basis so that they can pull the positives out. eliminate the positives. And in one situation in Castro County, there was one dairy that had over 10,000 cows in it, and the USDA indemnified it. In other words, the infection rate was so high, they went ahead and bought the herd from the owner and paid fair market value for it, and then slaughtered the cows, and that eliminated the problem there. The other herd, another herd of over 13,000 head, is still an ongoing process. Over the past couple of years, the USDA and the Animal Health Commission are testing this herd. And just here recently, it looks like they finally got all the positives out of it, and that herd could be released. The problem is, the public health department got involved, being that these were human strains, and they tested the people in these herds that worked in these herds and worked with the herds. And my intel was telling me that last year there were as many as 12 positives out of 100 people tested in this big herd of over 13,000 head. The problem with TB being in Texas and being at this magnitude in these big herds, it threatens our TB-free status here in Texas. Losing that TB-free status could be a multi expense for the cattle industry. It can have an adverse effect on exports to all the countries throughout the world, including Mexico. And so with that, it's a big threat for agriculture, not only here in the United States, but in Texas, for the United States. The problem with the people is still an ongoing process. The Texas State Health Department got involved testing folks, and it was my understanding through some these 12 individuals, and maybe more, were being treated at a health clinic on a weekly basis with some real strong antibiotics. One in particular, rifampin, is a huge, very, very strong antibiotic that's seldom used in veterinary medicine, actually. And so, this is a process that's ongoing. I've heard and been told that the families of these individuals that are positive, the kids are being tested on a schedule. And the problem also is that we're not being able to get the truth out of the public health department for privacy reasons. They want to protect the individuals that are being treated, even though they're here illegally. So it's a huge problem. We have other diseases that are a problem as well. Chagas disease, I've heard estimates from some reliable sources that over 2,500 people coming across on a daily basis from these other countries and third world countries have Chagas disease. And this is one of the top cardiac problems and diseases that people encounter here in Texas. It's at the top of the list as far as cardiac issues. This is a disease, an organism that affects the heart. And a huge percentage of the people coming in here illegally are coming in with Chagas disease. We also have, we're dealing with neurocysticercosis. This is a parasitic disease. It's been a few years ago, but the head of the state health department, as far as the zoonotic division is concerned, this is the division that involves diseases being transmitted to people and people diseases being transmitted to animals. There were over 100 cases of neurocercosis treated in big hospitals. I think they got about 112 that year. And they had neurocercosis. They were all people here illegally. And in most cases, this requires a brain surgery to correct that problem in that individual. So the health concerns are huge as far as all of this open border and all these people coming from the rest of the world. The Chinese, huge percentage of them have hepatitis C and hepatitis B. This is what our residents here in the United States and Texas are being exposed to because of this open border.
Dr. Vickers, that is an excellent summation. Thank you so much. You know, none of this sounds very good. This is why this Declaration for North America we talked about with General Flynn has to be terminated, and we have to stand up borders. A nation without borders is not really a nation. It's not even a country, and we're not a region as defined by the Biden regime. So, Dr. Vickers, thank you so much for your time. We've got to get to our next guest because we're going to be talking about how it is these people are getting away with it. So joining me now is, and with my good colleague here, Mike Leon, is Todd Callender, an attorney who probably doesn't need too much of an introduction. He also is the founder of VaxChoice.com, and he's been leading a one-man band, essentially, with another string of attorneys that really, frankly, don't even like to be called attorneys, Michael. They're not the typical.
It's like I hate to be called journalist. I never have been.
That's right.
I have to take a shower every time you call me journalist.
He's a war correspondent. He's not a journalist. He's a war correspondent. So let's bring Todd Callender in, because we're going to be talking about how it is these people have gotten away with what they're doing. Our government is run amok, and it doesn't seem to be a government of, by, or for the people. So really, who are these people, and to whom do they have an allegiance? Todd, if you're available, we'd love to have you come on set right now, because you and your team with Lisa McGee have done an incredible job of researching these oaths of office that are behind these demons that are simply, you know, putting out the death march in terms of vaccine mandates, masking up, and, of course, the remdesivir protocols. Todd, good to see you.
Yeah, always a pleasure to be here, and I don't know what's going on with my camera, but you're absolutely right. Let me answer your two questions.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Notarized. This is not notarized. There's no seal at the bottom here where it will have an affidavit underneath the letters C. There is no the witness, Antonia Harris. There's no identification of who she is. It has to be a specific person who is a witness.
Right.
And where it says seal, there's no seal. So his affidavit is invalid because it has not been notarized. There's an additional piece to this, which is the...
I want to just cut to Todd really quickly, though, because I want to stop here. Todd, what does this mean in terms of this particular individual sitting in the Secretary of as the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardoba? What does this mean for that role, for the country?
It means they're acting. It means they're not there. The way the statute reads, it's 5 U.S.C. 3332 and 3331. They're the operative statutes. They require that within 30 days of your appointment that you have a sworn affidavit, oath of office. Raising your hand by itself isn't enough. And unless you have that sworn affidavit, then your duties do not exist. Everything that this person does as an actor is void ab initio, as though it did not happen. So what is happening? These people are issuing rules. They're not laws. They're not following the Administrative Procedures Act as required by law, as required by our Constitution. They're just making it up as they go, and people are saying, okay, well, I guess I'll go along with it, because they seem to have power.
They seem to have power, Michael. What should the people be doing about this?
They should be seemingly using their power to get them out of office.
Right.
They're not our bosses. They're not our gods. We've got one God, and they're not it. They just put on the robes and play like they're in charge, and they're not. They're only in charge because we just go along with it and play the game. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, you play like the leader, and we'll play like the slaves.
Yeah, that's basically.
I'm not wearing the mask.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Todd had an excellent point that Todd has been such a mentor, and you too, so much so. But Todd resonated with me. He said, you know, we're living this perception of what a government does or this system. It's a perception. And if we continue to allow the perception to persist, then it's going to. I mean, you know, it is scary to stand up. It's scary to take that first step and to say no. And you know, it could be risky. There could be some consequences. But if we don't, the consequences are that much worse. I mean, we are at that place. And, you know, these mandates and these orders since Biden came into office, and it's been happening before, we're finding that oaths, judges don't have oaths that go back that were appointed in the, you know, early, late 1900s, but, you know, for years, several years. But they are, so it's been going on. But Biden's administration, you know, since he came in, it has just been rule after rule, like Michael, you just said, that is not a governing of we the people for the people. That is a dictatorship telling people what to do.
Can I just add to this? All we have to do is stand up and say, where is your oath? Like, if you had this position of power, wouldn't you be proud of it? Wouldn't you frame your oath and stick it on the wall proudly? Here is the authority by which I act. That is what writ quo warranto actually means. By what authority? This is what we filed with the U.S. attorney circa 3 months ago. And guess what? They never answered because they also have no oath of office. This is a pattern. This is the point. None of them have a valid oath of office because none of them want one. And the reason for that is if you look at treason and sedition, the jury instructions in particular, you will find that we would have to prove to convict them that they had a duty. How does one do that? You manifest it in writing, a sworn oath of office. It's why it's required to be sworn in front of a notary. And there's a piece of law that says you could swear it under penalty of perjury. Neither of those happened, which means that they are not lawfully serving. So as we find orders from these people, right, that, because that's what these are. These are edicts. These are mandates. Wear your mask, as Michael said. Really? Okay, well, show me where your oath is. By what authority? Quo warranto should be our chant, our rally cry.
Don, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
May I ask you a question? What about the January 6th judges? Do they have oaths?
No, they do not. They, you know, in the case of the attorney general, just like Lisa showed with this one, there's no appointment date. And in the case of Graves, the U.S. attorney, again, a defective oath of office. It is not notarized. It is not sworn under penalty of perjury. They have no business, no authority sticking anybody in jail.
So there you go. We're sitting here obeying to a bunch of people that are a bunch of criminals right now. We're saying yes to all of this. This is absolutely abhorrent. And again, you look at the Declaration of North America, which we covered with General Flynn in the opening segments, or the second hour, I should say. It talks about just homogenizing all of us from Canada to Mexico and everything in between. And we, the people, are supposed to pay for it. Why? Because we have the Federal Reserve sitting inside our borders, and they just want us to print the money. The whole thing is just fake. It's criminal, and it's time for the people to stand up. Todd, how do we organize the people?
Well, I think it really starts at the county level. And by the way, Lisa and I started on this journey, as she mentioned, long ago in Colorado, because the county board officials, the sheriffs, they didn't have oaths of office to school boards. So we stand up in these meetings and we say, where's your oath of office? And we demand it, because the states all require it too, by the way. And if they don't have one, we chuck them out. Officer, this person is impersonating a state official, federal official, county official. Arrest them. Your obligation, sir. Did you swear an oath to the Constitution when you wear that badge and gun? Yes or no? Where's your oath of office, Sheriff? I mean, it's really that simple. It starts there and it rolls like an avalanche.
That's incredibly important. So they're actually, if they don't have the oath of office, to be clear, that means they're impersonating an official.
That's right, and that's a crime.
That's quite simple to understand. Right.
Exactly. Arrest that person for impersonating an official. You can't do that. It's against the law. Here's the statute, Deputy 5. Your job is to arrest them.
This is the so-called government that also keeps children in a Walmart, former Walmart supercenter in Brownsville, Texas, who rarely see the light of day.
Oh, and we pay for that, by the way. They're forcing us to pay for that. The usury fees of the money they're printing, basically the interest, and, of course, your taxes. It's all just a big scam, isn't it, Michael? It's enriching all of them at the expense of all of us.
Yeah, it's basically Animal Farm.
I don't know if it's that. That almost sounds comical. Lisa, you know, I know you're going to continue on this journey with continuing to, you know, sort of exhume these people out of the ground and take them out of the tombs and show them to the light of day. They're vampires, really. They're blood-sucking vampires, these people, that are posing as public officials. What's next on your journey here? Because you're also doing a lot of work into these vaccines and the childhood vaccine schedule. We've got a couple minutes before we go to break. I want to start on that and pick up when we come back.
Well, I just wanted to just add really quickly, too, you know, for parents of students, of kids that are in public school, the private also, teachers, superintendents, they also take an oath. So if your superintendent is starting to say that your kid has to wear a mask or, oh, they've got to take this heinous COVID-19 vaccine that's on the schedule, they ask them for their oath of office. They are required to take an oath of office to the teachers teaching this crap in school. They are required to take an oath of office to the Constitution of the United States and its parental rights. And you ask them for their oath of office. And like Todd said, they should be hanging on a wall. They should have copies in their drawers to hand to people that want copies of those. It is our right. It's not a privilege to ask for it. It's a right for them to have it.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you. Stick around a little bit. We'll have some more with Lisa McGee and Todd Callender after the break with Vax Choice. We've got Josh Yoder on deck also coming up, so don't go anywhere. U.S. Freedom Flyers, the battle they're involved in, and it's not pretty, folks. That's right. People in the conservative movement are trying to take money from other people in the conservative movement. Michael, have you ever heard anything so crazy?
Nope. MadMaxWorld.tv. This is incredibly important. More coming up.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hope and love has been lost, and you fall to the ground. You must find a way. When the darkness descends, and you're told it's the end, you must find a way. When God decides to look the other way, and a clown takes the throne, we must find a way. You will find a way. Dig down and find faith. When you're close to the edge, with a gun to your head, you must find a way. We have entered the fray, and we will not obey. We must find a way. Find faith. We
failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
This is Michael Yon with the great honor of sitting in the hot seat for Alex Jones today with my partner, Ann Vandersteel, on Operation Burning Edge. We've been doing all sorts of things on the border between Texas and Mexico, and we flew a couple of congressmen on Monday over the huge colonias north of Houston where 200,000 aliens will be housed soon. Some are already there, and actually, we have the honor right now of having two other guests on who are very important. I'm going to let Ann take it from here.
Yeah, so we have right now attorney Todd Callender with VaxChoice.com and his lead researcher, Lisa McGee. We've been talking about, the quandary that we find ourselves in, specifically with the oaths of office, the ones that are supposed to be on file for our public officials. We look to these people to be our public servants, our leader servants, if you will, learning quickly that none of these people are actually validly in office. They're posing as public officials. That's a felony, number one. So everything they're putting out there, we shouldn't even be paying attention to. Right now, we're going to move into the part of the discussion I think is vitally important for our future. It's our children and the childhood vaccine schedule, because, yes, they have another pandemic planned and ready to go, and one of their solutions is going to be coming out of China, of course. It's a very deadly drug that's going to cause high inflammation. It's sort of the sister drug to remdesivir, which is now being exposed as a killer out there. I want Todd to talk to us about the vaccine schedule. We'll have Lisa explain a little bit about what they're finding in these vaccines. Todd, tell us about it.
Thank you for the opportunity to do that. So, again, part of the journey, and during the COVID crisis, the pandemic such as it is, we really specialized in getting people out of the shots because we knew they were poisoned, and that's what sparked Lisa into yet another exercise in understanding what's in these shots. These compounds, there's some 400 and something thousand pathogens that our government created for sale that they put into all of our medicines. And she traced them all the way back to something called death associated protein 6, otherwise known as gene 1616, and kinase. And sure enough, they put this and variations of this protein into most everything. They're poisoning us is the bottom line. And of course, the CDC wants to make sure that every kid gets poisoned, because let us remember, folks, that in 1994, thanks to the Cairo Population Accord, 7 billion of us must go. Right? There's too many of us on this earth, according to all 196 countries and territories, so 7 billion people must go. Given that as our predicate, it's pretty easy to understand that they would poison us any way they could, and that's what they do with all these shots. So, of course, the CDC recommends that there are 9 childhood vaccines that the kids must get. And from the time they're born, the hospitals are poking them with God knows what, and it's just pure poison. This is what we've come to find. And, of course, the schools turned recommended from CDC into required. So we've been really working for the last 3 years, getting kids and adults out of these shots where they are supposedly required. We largely use the Americans with Disabilities Act to do that. But it's really thanks again to Lisa's incredible research from God's lips to her ears. We have found all of it.
Well, you say working. You've been doing this pro bono, Todd. So big, big thank you for all the thousands and thousands of lives you've saved. More importantly, in our military. Lisa, tell us about what's inside some of these vaccines, because it sounds to me like they're pumping diseases into the vaccine, sort of like sleeper cells, if you will.
Yeah. Well, you know, it has been a quite a journey. And the consistent theme is that, you know, these vaccines are not about immunizing humanity against a pathogen or a virus. It is about, they are vehicles that actually are the diseases and disorders that people create in an infection from a pathogen. And so they are marketing and trafficking diseases and disorders into, via these vaccines, into our children, into us. And so it started off with the Johnson & Johnson was a huge one, but I also did Pfizer and Moderna, and started seeing an extremely alarming and heinous consistent pattern that there are old school pathogens, the plague, you know, the bacteria and yeast that these bacteria can create in a person that a person will create this infection. But they you know, took specimens, they took samples, and they literally have been morphing them and distorting and mutating them at universities. You know, NIH, our government, FDA is on patents and, you know, created these recipes of using these specimens and samples. And then what they're, you know, and as time has gone on and technology has been advanced, and, you know, now we know that the DOD is involved, they are military drones that are programmed to specifically attack a particular domain in the body. They are, you know, they are loaded with cancer. They are loaded with smallpox, with HIV.
You're saying these are in the vaccines that are just sitting around waiting to, for a timed release? Yeah. What is the mechanism of action that will cause these vaccines to become these time bombs? I mean, this is terrifying. How many vaccines have you taken, Michael, in the military?
They didn't kill me yet, but I hope they don't start.
Right.
Well, you think about it. It's like, you know, the whole plan is to, and this is what I have learned on this journey. This plan is to mutate and distort and alter all God's living being, our system. And they also need it not only for energy. I believe it's about, let me backtrack for one second. What is very consistent also, and this is a theory that I've come to through my research. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. It is God that is having me see this, and that is the truth. It is also about, you know, a certain percentage they need to die off. But I also think that they're using the corpses and that energy also, you know, for some nefarious reason. But it is about a transformation of the way that we convert and metabolize oxygen and carbon dioxide. That's become very prevalent and consistent also in the way and the formatting of the way that they're using these ingredients. And what everybody needs to know is that when you talk about an HIV, a strain of HIV, that is in the flu vaccine for a kid, they have altered them or transformed them into chemical compounds. So they register and they represent as chemical compounds. And it's extremely deceiving when it's got a name of a compound, but it's laced or morphed with HIV, smallpox, the plague, tuberculosis. And all of them have that. I mean, we can confidently say that we have discovered that dating back to the 80s, but really in the last probably 10, 15 years, they have become so incredibly toxic. And another thing that people need to know, these ingredients, these chemical compounds, they have EPA environmental contaminant numbers on their database. They register as environmental contaminants. They're so rotten, they're used to clean sewers.
Wow.
And they are putting them into our vaccines.
Wow. This is so highly disturbing. It is, it's breathtaking to hear that they're injecting our beautiful children, our future, in fact, with toxic chemicals that the EPA is now regulated out of, for human use. We have to let you guys go. Lisa McGee, lead researcher for VaxChoice.com. Todd Callender, attorney. I know Michael wants to say one thing.
I've actually seen Todd Bensman and I, the author Todd Bensman. We've seen pregnant women being vaccinated, injected, let's say, at the Mexican-U.S. border to get into the United States. I mean, very pregnant.
Disturbing.
This can be another conversation, but I do think that part of this immigration, you know, influx is that the...
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jumping into the leftist snake pit and coming out alive, it's Alex Jones.
Funny, I just heard Alex Jones talking about getting prepared for food and water issues, and I'll second that thought. You are crazy if you're not getting prepared. Food is one of the issues I study all over the world, and there are famines coming. That's a done deal. Write it down. Anybody who's read my work for the last 20 or 30 years knows when I say something with that much confidence, you better buckle up. Now, it's a great honor to be sitting in Alex Jones' hot seat here, and it's unbelievable, actually, to get this honor. First time I've ever hosted a show, it's on Alex Jones's seat. That's like the first bicycle you ride is a Saturn V rocket. So, So anyway, we've had some incredible guests on today. Josh Yoder is up next with USFreedomFlyers.com. He's a co-founder and president. Very important. I first got to know Josh on the People's Convoy across America. It started somewhere in Southern California, and we went all the way across America, and that's where I got to know Josh. And now he's doing incredibly important work on keeping the skies safe. Actually, we know many pilots have been injured. Nobody's got more expertise on this than Josh, so I'm going to be quiet and let him roll.
Hey, Josh, good to see you. I mean, your work is outstanding, and what you've done so far to help keep the pilots as safe as possible in these challenging headwinds is unmatched. But now it looks like you're at war with people that perhaps are even on our side. We got to get an update on what's going on with U.S. Freedom Flyers.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to see you both. And, you know, I just echo that back to both Ann and Michael Yon. It was amazing on the trucker convoy. All these people standing up for freedom. That's what U.S. Freedom Flyers is about. It's about freedom of choice for everyone. We believe it's incredibly important. At U.S. Freedom Flyers, we're continuing to forge ahead. We have so many things we're working on at the moment. We've obviously seen the new proposed mandates coming out from the Biden administration, from the whistleblowers of the TSA, and we're launching a full frontal assault on that. It's something that it's going to require everyone standing up together to fight back. The strongest resistance is going to come from mass noncompliance, and this isn't just from airline employees, but it's also from passengers. And we truly need everyone to get behind us, do the right thing, and also help support the organization so that we can bring litigation to stop this tyranny that they're trying to shove down our throats. And as you've said, we've certainly had challenges with Health Freedom Defense Fund, an organization that we contracted back in 2021 to manage the funds that were raised for us. And this was just up until the time that we could become an independent 501c3. And unfortunately, Leslie Manoogian at the Health Freedom Defense Fund has decided to wage war on us to try to take our donor funds, which don't belong to her. And, I look forward to digging deeper in that today and helping the public have a better understanding of what's happening at U.S. Freedom Flyers.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, Josh. You know, there's been a complaint filed by Leslie Manoogian, who's the president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund. As you said, an organization that was actually, when people hit donate on your website, Josh, that money was deposited in her Freedom Defense Fund account because she was already a 501c3 that was approved. You were still pending your approval from the IRS to get that designation, to get that status. Subsequent to you getting that status and a lot of money being accrued, about $800,000 in 6 months, Leslie refused to release the funds back to your organization, and now she's suing you to have the laws changed. Is that even something you can do?
No, it's absolutely ridiculous what she's doing. I think it was about the first 9 months, around $800,000, and we had a working relationship. We have a contract. We were bringing litigation. We brought three separate cases that we paid for. And everything was good up until about July of 2022. We had to terminate a relationship with an attorney that we had for a variety of reasons. As a matter of fact, we were going to hire the Todd Callender's law firm, who was just on this show a few minutes ago. And Leslie seemed to have a major issue with that. She accused us of attempting to misappropriate funds, which I found to be very interesting. She's made accusations, but she's never come out with any documentation. She can't prove this. So the money's been tied up from July of 2022 until the present day. And May 22nd of this year, I brought a resolution or a proposal to the board. I said, why don't we just vote to send the money back to the donors rather than getting into litigation with Leslie Manoogian, fighting over the money, spending donor funds for a purpose for which they were not intended. I think it would be the prudent move just to vote to send the money back to the donors, and the board agreed with me. So we took that vote. We sent the demand letter to Leslie Manoogian, and what she's done in response is she's now turned around and sued our organization, seeking to gain control of those funds for her own purposes. And the real question is do the funds even exist? We've asked her for accounting on multiple occasions, and the only thing that we've ever received from her is an Excel spreadsheet. She's always refused to provide the source documents to actually prove that money exists. And in the lawsuit, she states that it's sitting in a bank in Idaho. And yet she provides, you know, and yet she won't actually show us the bank statements. And so we've been led to believe at this point that the money may not actually be there, which would change the course of what's happening here at U.S. Freedom Flyers.
Meanwhile, we've got a lot of pilots and crew that have been jabbed with the death jabs, as Dr. Zelenko would call them, and every time I talk, you and I flew together this Monday with the congressman, right, in the helicopter. And every time that I talk with you, there's another pilot that's collapsing somewhere and dying or unable to fly. I mean, what's happening with this?
We've had actually six now this month already, and the latest one was August 18th, I believe.
Is that normal?
It was an Army helicopter pilot.
Is that normal
and
customary?
It's not normal.
Josh, I mean, how many pilots collapse every month flying typically before the vaccine?
It was a very rare event. And, we're certainly seeing an increase. And, distance would say that, it has nothing to do with the vaccine. It could also be myocarditis from COVID. regardless of what is causing the myocarditis and these pilot incapacitations, it's something that needs to be investigated. And where my frustration truly lies is the fact that the airlines and the Federal Aviation Administration, who's the federal regulator, they're actually covering this up. They're not being transparent with the American public. And they're not sounding the alarm or investigating. And that's where we have a real problem. We know that in cases of myocarditis, more than 50% of cases are subclinical, meaning that the pilot, doesn't even know that they have a cardiac issue, where often the first symptom could be sudden death. So this is what we're so concerned about. There isn't proper screening is not being done. That's something that U.S. Freedom Flyers has really made as a focal point. We do have companies that we're working with that do provide anonymous and comprehensive cardiac screening for pilots, those who wish to know their results without getting the Federal Aviation Administration involved in the process.
Wow. This is really, we're supposed to fly in a couple of days, Michael. Do you even want to get on a public plane, a commercial flight? What do we do? Ask these pilots, are you jabbed? Is this what we have to come down to now?
Yeah. I mean, it's getting quite serious. And Josh has brought up other things like maintenance. Other people in the airline industry have told me about diminishing maintenance issues. It makes me wonder what's happening in the space industry. Are astronauts going up in space who are jabbed? I mean, in all seriousness.
In all seriousness. Josh, so looking forward, I know you had some important deadlines this week, ongoing litigation. Is there any update you can give us on your current situation in this war of the money for Leslie Manoukian, who's asking to have laws changed so that she can keep the money that was raised for U.S. Freedom Flyers in her bank account?
Yes, we actually filed a response yesterday. Yesterday was our deadline, and we did get that in. What was really interesting is Leslie seems to have many of the attorneys in Idaho locked up. That's where she's suing us. She's also has a close relationship with the attorney general. And as we discussed previously and on your show, there seems to be a tremendous amount of corruption in the state of Idaho. I'm not sure we have time to get into all of that today, but, we are going to be successful here. We're going to win. It's very clear in the documentation that we have. You know, we have a contract. I have text messages from Leslie Manoukian that state very clearly that it's U.S. Freedom Flyers money. And also on the donor receipt, when people clicked on that donate tab on our website, it said, thank you for your donation to U.S. Freedom Flyers. And then Leslie, further down on that donor receipt, she actually petitions the same donor to go to Health Freedom Defense Fund and to donate to their general fund, clearly defining that there are two separate funds, one for U.S. Freedom Flyers and one for the general fund of other litigation that Health Freedom Defense Fund was working on. The arguments that Leslie is making, they don't make sense. I have emails from her where she actually requests my permission to pay legal bills. She's said publicly that I've never been an agent of U.S. Freedom Flyers. The money doesn't belong to us. And yet we have email documentation where she very clearly asked for our permission to pay those legal bills, those attorney's fees that were being submitted. So what this is it's a classic case of lawfare. And it's really unfortunate that it's happening within the health freedom movement. You know, there appears to be so much corruption. When I got involved in this, you know, back in August of 2021, I had
my important,
hopes.
But I'm specifically interested in what's going on with these pilots. I mean, that's where people fall out of the sky, right? You don't like to use the term fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
With the aircraft, you're a pilot yourself.
We've got about 40 seconds left, Josh. You know, should the flying public be concerned is the question right now.
The flying public should get involved, and they should be placing pressure on the Federal Aviation Administration and the airlines to at least look into these situations. There seems to be a cover-up underway when, you know, they do their very best to keep these incidents quiet. And we typically hear about them from often family members or fellow crew members, and we know that the incapacitations that we're seeing are only a fraction of what's actually occurring. There are many that we don't hear about.
Yeah.
So it's certainly not a comprehensive list, but the right. Numbers are very concerning.
Josh Yoder, USFreedomFlyers.com. Thank you so much. Up next, we have David Zuniga with Tactical Civics and Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers on deck. Stick with us right here on Alex Jones.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.